Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The mercy of the Father, the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, with our eyes fixed on Jesus and his merciful face, the Holy Father, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, inaugurated an extraordinary jubilee, thus opening to us, to all men and women, the door of God's mercy. In communion with the Universal Church, this celebration marks the solemn beginning of the Holy Year in our Diocesan Church, a prelude to the profound experience of grace and reconciliation that awaits us this year. We shall joyfully listen to the gospel of mercy that Christ the Lord, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, continually proclaims throughout the world, inviting us to rejoice in his love, a love announced again and again to every creature. Let us pray. O God, author of true freedom, who desired to gather the whole human race into one people, unshackled by the chains of slavery, and who give to us, your children, a time of mercy and forgiveness, grant that your church, ever expanding in freedom and peace, may brilliantly shine out to all as a sacrament of salvation, and make known and active in the world the mystery of your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord be in your heart and on your lips, that you may proclaim his gospel worthily and well. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them he addressed this parable. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
From the Bull of Indiction of the Extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy by His Holiness Pope Francis. Jesus Christ is the face of the Father's mercy. These words might well sum up the mystery of the Christian faith. Mercy has become living and visible in Jesus of Nazareth, reaching its culmination in him. The Father, rich in mercy, after having revealed his name to Moses as a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, has never ceased to show, in various ways throughout history, his divine nature. In the fullness of time, when everything had been arranged according to his plan of salvation, he sent his only Son into the world, born of the Virgin Mary, to reveal his love for us in a definitive way. Whoever sees Jesus sees the Father. Jesus of Nazareth, by his words, his actions, and his entire person reveals the mercy of God. We need constantly to contemplate the mystery of mercy. It is a wellspring of joy, of serenity, and of peace. Our salvation depends on it. Mercy. The word reveals the very mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Mercy, the ultimate and supreme act by which God comes to meet us. Mercy, the fundamental law that dwells in the heart of every person who looks sincerely into the eyes of his brothers and sisters on the path of life. Mercy, the bridge that connects God with man, opening our hearts to the hope of being loved forever despite our sinfulness. At times, we are called to gaze even more attentively on mercy, so that we may become a more effective sign of the Father's action in our lives. For this reason, I have proclaimed an extraordinary Jubilee of Mercy as a special time for the Church, a time when the witness of believers might grow stronger and more effective.
Brothers and sisters, let us go forth in the name of Christ. He is the way that leads us in the year of grace and mercy.
Open the gates of justice, and we shall enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the Lord's gate. Let us enter through it and obtain mercy and forgiveness.
Thank you.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us ask the Lord to bless this water and to remind us of our baptism. With it, let us invoke the Lord's mercy and salvation that come through the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, creator and source of all life, bless this water and grant that we, your faithful, sprinkled from the purifying font, may receive the forgiveness of sins, deliverance from all evil, and the grace of your protection. In your mercy, O Lord, give us a spring of living water, springing up to eternal life, so that free from every danger, we may come to you with pure hearts. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, cleanse us of our sins, and through the celebration of this Eucharist, make us worthy to share at the table of your kingdom. Let us pray. O God, who see how your people faithfully await the feast of the Lord's Nativity, enable us, we pray, to attain the joys of so great a salvation, and to celebrate them always with solemn worship and glad rejoicing. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals." The word of the Lord.
With joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed my Savior, I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. Jesus answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord.
My sisters and brothers, we have just opened the holy door for this Jubilee extraordinary year of mercy. A representative group of us have walked through it for the first time. And each one of us throughout the diocese is invited to come on pilgrimage to walk through these doors in order to experience in a very profound way, with hearts renewed, the mercy of Almighty God. Mercy is at the very core of our faith. On December 8th, the Holy Father began this Jubilee year of mercy. And especially in the world that we live today, with its many problems, the many injustices, the wars, with the decline of family life and so many other issues, disrespect for human life from womb to death. This is a year of renewal for each one of us to not bury ourselves in the gifts that God has given to us, to not ignore our brothers and sisters, but to open our hearts, as the letter that the Holy Father wrote, to open our hearts to the hope of being loved forever, even in our sinfulness. The Holy Father has said, this is an extraordinary year of grace. I have asked myself, what does he mean? Extraordinary year of grace. Since it involves grace, which is the divine gift of God, I have no idea what graces are in front of us. And none of us should either. That is the mystery of faith, because the grace of graces is Jesus Christ. And that's why this year is directed to him, the source of grace, and through the mother of grace. You and I enter this year in a certain sense blindly. What to expect, I don't know. But what I do know and what we know is that God is love. From the first letter of John, we proclaim that. And that love is expressed to us in mercy. Because we are all sinners. Let us not forget that during this year. That this is not an extraordinary year of mercy to say, continue on as you always have. No. This is a year of mercy which says, come. Relocate. Relocate your life from where it is into the merciful love of God. Let the mercy of God shown to us in Jesus Christ be the source of a new life, a renewed life. And I believe that if each one of us who is listening today or watching today and throughout the whole diocese, if each one of us made that exerted effort to relocate ourselves from where we are into the merciful love of God, we will see the abundant graces at the end of this year that God has in store for each one of us. There is no answer, my sisters and brothers, to the many travails and problems in our world today, if not Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the merciful face of the Father. And this year is a matter of turning our hearts away from ourselves and our own egos, narcissism, desire to get ahead of everybody else, to turn away from that type of life and relocate in the merciful heart of Jesus Christ. Now is the time of renewal. Life is a pilgrimage. And so symbolically, the whole church throughout the world, not just here, but throughout the whole world, everyone is invited, all of us, to go on pilgrimage, symbolically to come to a holy door, symbolically to get up from where we are and move through a door, pleading for God's mercy, and not only for ourselves, but also for those who have preceded us in life. And so I invite you to come here to the cathedral to receive the amnesty of God's mercy. If for some reason people are not able to be here at the cathedral, we are very grateful for 5 other station churches throughout the diocese that can welcome pilgrims. And some of the representatives of those parishes are here today. St. Joseph's in Beeville, St. Joseph's in Kingsville, St. Elizabeth's in Alice, Our Lady of Perpetual Help here in Corpus Christi, and the Schoenstatt Shrine of Our Lady Thrice Admirable in Lamar near Rockport. And to those of you who are homebound, who are not able to leave home, the Holy Father has granted the same graces to you, to simply in your own homes to turn to the Father of Mercy. That is sufficient for you to go on pilgrimage. And as this past week I was able to visit some of those who are incarcerated throughout our diocese, you too, my brothers, have the opportunity to share in this year of grace. You are to walk into the chapels of the prisons, or to simply walk through the door of your cell and ask God's mercy each time you do so. But sisters and brothers, we are never to hoard what God gives us. We are reminded in the Gospel of Matthew that we are not to store up for ourselves the riches of God. We do not go through this life focused only on what we can receive, to be justified alone, but we are to give what we receive. The gospel today could not be more clear for each one of us. When we hear those who represent a segment of the sinners of the time of Jesus, the crowds, the tax collectors, the soldiers, who ask that piercing question when Jesus announced the kingdom of mercy to them, "And what must we do? What must we do?" And we could say in a shortcut manner that Jesus announced to them the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Treat people fairly. And so as we begin this year, we should be asking, as we come to the mercy of God, we should also ask, "And what can we do?" And if we read the 25th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, we will find the source of those corporal and spiritual works of mercy: feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those imprisoned, console those who are in sorrow. Let us not spend this year just thinking about the graces that we can receive, but let us be ambassadors of that grace. And that's what gives me great hope as bishop of this diocese. If we can receive in all humility the grace and mercy of God, I am sure that we will also experience that we can give. And the more we give, the faster peace and justice and love will grow in our society. Let us not, sisters and brothers, wait for somebody else to do it. Let us not sit around asking questions. Why is the world the way it is? The answer is in Jesus Christ. And in the book of Gospels that we have processed in with and that I have just blessed us with, the word we have just heard, those words put into action tell us what we can do. We have a special website. We will have booklets available in all the parishes and other resources in the parishes available throughout this year. Let us pledge today that we will not stay where we are, but that we will get up and pass through the doors of mercy and continue walking the path of mercy to encounter those who need it most. I ask and implore everyone to rely on the mercy of God in your life, no matter what your past is, no matter what your present day sins are. Get up and receive God's mercy. Relocate your heart into the heart of Jesus Christ. God the Father is waiting for each one of us. Not just one of us, two of us, a group of us, every one of us, because he wants to show his mercy to every person. All we need to do is open our hearts to that. With the Blessed Mother to guide us, let us begin our pilgrimage of mercy. We stand now, sisters and brothers, and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate in the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. And third day, in accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear friends, knowing that God's love for us is beyond our ability to understand, we are confident of the power of that love and offer him these prayers.
For all shepherds of the church, especially Pope Francis and Michael, our bishop, may they guide us to a life of simplicity as lived by those shepherds who first encountered the Christ child. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among all nations, especially where there is war and violence, and for peace in our own families during this year of mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our faith communities of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, that throughout this year of mercy, we may grow stronger in our witness of God's love and mercy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are sick, may they experience the healing power and love of Christ, especially through the care and concern that we show them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and in a special way for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Larry Lacerio, Roy and Alicia Marroquin, Annette Tobaya, and Beatrice F. Castillo. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
And now, my dear friends, for all those intentions, that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving and merciful Father, may your peace and mercy that surpasses all understanding ever guard our hearts and minds. Through Christ our Lord. Pray, dear sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
May the sacrifice of our worship, Lord, we pray, be offered to you unceasingly, to complete what was begun in the sacred mystery and powerfully accomplished for us, your saving work, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant."
Hello, I'm Father
will be
Han
poured
Fong,
out for you,
rector
for many,
of Corpus Christi Cathedral.
For the forgiveness of
On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.